something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, What is the Gospel of Jesus Christ?
Hallelujah. Until and unless you discover Jesus, until and unless you know who Jesus is, your life is without compass. Your life is without purpose. Then you should just know you're here like others before you. They came. They did whatever they did. They passed away. Question, where did they go? Is man only a body, a physical body? To think that man is an ordinary body is to fool oneself. No, you're not a body. There's something more about you. We can discuss that before our program is over by Sunday. But this is to help you understand. Life has a greater purpose. A much greater purpose. Incidentally, you can't get it from those who don't have it. You can't get it from those who don't have it. You can't get it by people theorizing about it. If it's true and it's spiritual and has to do with God, you cannot know God except God reveals himself to you. Tell me, by what instruments will you discover God? How? How do you want to find him? What human instruments do you want to create to find God? If there is a God, he must be bigger than this world. If he chose to hide himself, how would you discover him? He must have greater wisdom than yourself. The only way to know him is his revelation. He has to reveal himself to you. And that's why I share the word of God with you, because except you hear it from one who has received that divine revelation, there's no way to know. It has to be by revelation. And so you say, Pastor Chris, if God wanted us to know him, he'll reveal himself to all of us. He's done it. He did it in Jesus Christ. He did it in Jesus Christ. And just like they were, those people, when they said to him, tell us who you are. Are you the Son of God? And he told them, but they killed him for it. Because they had their own imagination of what the Christ, the Son of God, should be. But God raised him from the dead. The Bible tells us even his own siblings from his own home, his family, didn't believe in him. But one day, they believed. The day they believed was the day he ascended before their very eyes to heaven. Did you ever read the Bible to know how Jesus left this world? Make no mistakes about it. Let no one deceive you. He didn't rot in the grave. The Bible declares that the third day he was raised from the dead. Did he die again? No. The Bible tells us exactly what happened to Jesus. On a certain day, as the word declares, he was with his disciples. His siblings were there. His mother was there. Many others were present there. And Jesus was addressing them. His family members actually came to convince him to follow them home. now that he had risen from the dead, they said, don't give the Romans another opportunity to arrest you and kill you again. That's why they came to the meeting. They didn't come there because they wanted to believe. But they came among the others. And the Bible tells us that Jesus gave instructions, final instructions, and they are written in the Bible. And suddenly, before their very eyes, Jesus levitated. He levitated before their very eyes. He ascended before their very eyes. He had told them before that he would return to where he came from. He ascended before their eyes. And they watched him until he went through the clouds. That's amazing. That day, his family members believed in him. His siblings believed in him. Now they believe their mother. Their mother had told them the story, but they couldn't believe. They couldn't believe. So you read in Acts chapter 1 and chapter 2, and you find how they followed Jesus Christ. Now they realized that this man that they called their brother, that was in the same house with them, was truly from heaven. They didn't believe it before. They didn't believe it until the day they saw him ascend before their very eyes. And the Bible says, one day he'll come from heaven like that. He'll come from heaven like that. And he gave us signs to know when it's close, when that time is close. The signs are in the book, and we can discuss them, but not tonight. Wherever you are right now, I want to give you an opportunity to receive and accept this Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as Lord of your life and Savior of your soul. No one else can save you. I said to a religious man one day, because I tried to explain to him that Jesus Christ was not a religion. Jesus was a person. I said, I'm not asking you to believe in a religion. I'm not asking you to join a religion. I said, I'm asking you to believe in Jesus Christ. Then he told me about his religion. I said to him, thank you for everything you've said about your religion, but I have a question for you. I said, what are you going to do about your sins? He was startled. Because in religion, they can't do anything about your sins. How are you going to meet God? I said, how are you going to meet God? Somebody said, if my bad works are smaller than my good works, I think God will accept that. No, that's not the way he thinks. He's not man. I have a question for you. Even with your reasoning, if you put a drop, of some liquid that is not water and is not good for water, if you put it inside clean water, does that drop become clean or the water becomes unclean? The water becomes unclean.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him, and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
As we approach the close of this glorious year of completeness, the Spirit of God is changing the world through prayer.
You know, nothing as good as praying, because you see, when you pray, you move heavenly powers. Angels respond, demons tremble. Our prayers are not empty, not empty.
It's that sacred moment again, when billions of Christians unite in one spirit, one voice, and one purpose. Get ready for the Global Day of Prayer with Pastor Chris. A 24-hour prayer marathon, transforming lives, shaping nations, and releasing the power of the Holy Ghost across the earth. Join Pastor Chris and Christians from every continent on this station as we lift our voices in passionate intercession, declaring peace, healing, and salvation to the nations of the world.
And you know, our praying is not a religious ritual or obligation. It's much more than that. It's based on a relationship. It's a living relationship with a living God who called us to prayer with the intent of answering.
Date, Friday 28th to Saturday, November 29th, 2025. Time, 6 p.m. GMT plus one. Join us live right here on this station. Or connect online via www.loveworldradio.fm or www.seatons.org. Don't miss this global move of the Spirit. Be a part of it. Invite your family, your friends, and your world. Together, we are praying without ceasing, impacting without limits.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Jebude, 156 Folagbadi Road, Aribabu Roundabout, beside New Glow Office, Ijebude.
Worship with us on Sunday by 9 a.m. and Wednesday at 6 p.m. If you would like us to pray with you or share your testimony with us, kindly call plus 234-812-851-9834 or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.